laugh and a long sleep are the two best cures for anything, an Irish proverb. Here's your laugh. Why did the man go to bed with a ruler? To see how long he slept. Groaner, I know. We all know sleep is essential. But how often do we prioritize it, especially during the holidays? Bedtime usually gets pushed aside between late-night festivities, family gatherings, and squeezing in just one more holiday movie. Yet a good night's sleep is one of the most valuable gifts we give ourselves and our children. Now let's dive into today's topic of sleep, particularly why sleep matters, how much we need it, and how creating consistent routines, even during the holiday season, can transform bedtime battles into peaceful moments throughout the holidays and the year. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of sleep. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. If you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. If you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. What are the benefits of a good night's sleep? A good night's sleep isn't just about avoiding feeling tired. It helps our bodies and minds work their best. Sleep keeps us healthy, strong, and ready to handle whatever the day brings. For parents, getting enough sleep helps in many ways. It improves memory and focus. Sleep gives your brain time to organize and store information, making it easier to remember things and stay sharp during the day. It helps handle our emotions. When you sleep well, staying calm and dealing with stress is easier. Not getting enough sleep can leave you feeling irritable and overwhelmed. Sleep boosts your immune system. It helps your body fight off sickness. With enough rest, staying healthy is easier. It keeps you energetic. Getting quality sleep gives your body the energy to remain active and accomplish tasks effectively during the day. Kids grow, learn, and explore daily, making sleep even more critical for them. Here's how sleep helps children. It helps manage emotions and behavior. Well-rested kids are better at staying calm, sharing, and handling challenges. Tired kids get cranky, frustrate easily, and have more meltdowns. It helps improve focus and learning. Sleep gives kids the brain power to focus in class and understand new things. A tired brain finds it challenging to concentrate. It supports growth and development. Sleep is when the body grows a lot. From building strong muscles to developing the brain, kids need plenty of rest to stay on track. A full night's sleep strengthens the immune system, so kids are better at fighting colds and other illnesses. Getting enough sleep is like charging a battery. It keeps kids and you powered up and ready for the best days. So how much sleep do we need? Everyone needs sleep, but how much depends on your age and stage of life. The National Sleep Foundation gives helpful guidelines to know how much rest is best. For preschoolers age 3 to 5, about 10 to 13 hours a night. Preschoolers are little bundles of energy, always on the move. They need plenty of sleep to support their rapid growth and endless curiosity. Sleep helps them recharge so they can run, play, and explore the world around them. School-aged children, ages 6 to 13, need about 9 to 11 hours a night. Once your kids start school, sleep becomes even more critical. Their days are filled with learning, playing sports, and making new friends, all of which takes energy and focus. A well-rested brain helps them pay attention in class, solve problems, and handle challenges. When kids this age don't get enough sleep, they struggle with mood swings or have trouble keeping up with schoolwork. Then there's teenagers, ages 14 to 17. They need about 8 to 10 hours a night. Teenagers might seem like they don't need as much sleep, but they do. Their bodies and minds are undergoing tremendous changes, and sleep helps. Rest gives teens the energy to manage school, extracurricular activities, and their social life. It also helps them deal with stress and build healthy habits. Teens who don't get enough sleep feel more tired, struggle with focus, and may even feel more emotional or stressed. Then there's parents. We need about 7 to 9 hours a night. Parents need less sleep than kids, but getting enough is still essential. Sleep helps us stay sharp, make good decisions, and strengthen our immune system. A full night's sleep also gives us the energy to balance work, family, and all our other responsibilities. Skipping sleep can lead to feeling drained, forgetful, or even getting sick more often. Having the right setting can make the world of difference for sleep. It's important to create a calm and cozy bedroom for restful sleep by keeping it cool. A slightly cooler room temperature, around 65 degrees Fahrenheit or 18 degrees Celsius, is ideal. Dim the lights. Darkness signals the body to produce melatonin, the sleep hormone. Consider blackout curtains or a soft nightlight if needed. Minimize noise. Use white noise machines or fans to block out disruptive sounds. Comfort first. Ensure mattresses and pillows are comfortable and supportive. And declutter. A tidy room promotes a sense of calm and relaxation. I have implemented all the tips above, and I find I get a far better night's sleep. Now that your bedroom is set up as a sleep sanctuary, it's time to focus on what happens before you even crawl under the covers. A consistent bedtime routine is the key to transitioning smoothly from the busyness of the day to a state of calm relaxation. Here are 9 vital tips for creating a bedtime routine for yourself and your kids. A solid bedtime routine is the secret ingredient to smoother evenings and a more restful night. I follow the 10-3-2-1-0 rule to establish my habits that promotes a good night's sleep. 10 hours before bed, I say goodbye to caffeine and other stimulants because these linger in my system and interfere with the quality of my sleep. 3 hours before bed, I avoid heavy meals and alcohol. These disrupt digestion and lead to a restless night. 2 hours before bed, I finish any intense work or stimulating mental activities to give my brain time to unwind. 1 hour before bed, I turn off all my screens, such as my phone, tablet, and TV, to limit my exposure to blue light, which suppresses melatonin production. I use this hour for calming activities like having my relaxing bath, my oral routine, getting my clothes ready for the next day, and reading a no-brainer book. And zero, I don't press snooze in the morning. But here's a question for you. Do you set an alarm or wake up naturally? I have tried both ways and discovered that I am at my best when I do not set an alarm, but wake up naturally, unless I have an early morning appointment. I determined how much sleep I need and then worked backwards to decide when I wanted to get up. I need about 9 to 9.5 hours of sleep, so I am in bed with the lights out between 9:30 and 10 to get up between 6 and 7 a.m. Establishing a bedtime routine for kids helps them fall asleep faster and creates a sense of security and comfort. Here's how you can make bedtime smooth and stress-free. Stick to the same steps. Children need to follow the same activities every night, like brushing their teeth, reading a story, or cuddling, which helps them know what to expect and feel more relaxed. Pick calming activities. Avoid screens before bed and try soothing options like listening to soft music, talking about their day, or things that they are grateful for. Give them a countdown. Letting kids know when bedtime is coming helps them prepare. For example, you could say, "It's 10 minutes until you brush your teeth." Then set a timer so everyone knows when the 10 minutes are up. Provide comfort. Some kids feel nervous at bedtime. A hug, a kiss, and telling them you're close by can help them feel safe and ready to sleep. Consistency is vital when it comes to sleep. Going to bed and waking up at the same time every day helps regulate our internal clock. This rhythm influences when we feel awake and when we feel tired. By sticking to a set schedule, even on weekends and holidays, our bodies learn when it's time to rest and when it's time to wake up. For children, a consistent bedtime routine reduces stress, improves mood, and enhances their learning abilities. The predictability of a regular schedule also creates a sense of security, making bedtime a comforting ritual rather than a dreaded chore. In my children's book, Consistency is Key, Self-Care Tips with Lily and Zach, available through Amazon and your local bookstore, the characters discover how important good habits and routines are, not just for fun today, but for growing into their best selves in the future. In the story, Lily and Zach are eager to stay up late during their week at Grandma Kate's house and skip their bedtime routine. However, with her caring wisdom, Grandma Kate teaches them that creating consistency in their habits, like going to bed at the same time each night and following a calming routine, helps them feel their best and be ready for each new day. As they follow Grandma Kate's morning and evening routines, Lily and Zach realize that these small, consistent actions add significant benefits. The story shows how the habits we build when we're young, like sticking to a bedtime routine, or setting time aside for self-care, lay the foundation for reaching our full potential later in life. By creating consistency now, They are learning the skills to help them succeed and thrive as they grow older. In conclusion, as parents, we set the tone for our household. By modeling good sleep habits, we teach our children that rest is a priority. Start by creating your bedtime routine and consistently enforcing theirs. Make it a family goal to value sleep as essential to health and happiness. Bedtime doesn't have to be a battle. It can be a bonding experience. Focusing on consistency, routines, and the right environment can transform how we approach sleep for ourselves and our kids. Better sleep means better days filled with more energy, focus, and joy for the entire family. What's one small change you can make tonight to improve your family's sleep? Let's start there, because every little step counts regarding sleep. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com are links to purchase my children's books in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?